Scrooge took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern and walked home through the rolling fog and bitter cold. He silently passed the urchins crowded round fires in the street trying to keep warm. The icy Scrooge trudged along through the dark streets, but just as he reached the door of his dismal house, he thought he heard something calling.
Ebenezer Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
It was the voice of his long-dead partner, Jacob Marley, whose ghostly face appeared on the door knocker. Scrooge hurried inside, closed the door, and locked himself in. He double-locked himself in. He checked the sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Secured against surprise, Scrooge put on his dressing gown and nightcap and sat down before the fire to take his gruel, when suddenly...
What? Every bell in the house must be ringing! What in the world? Nonsense. Humbug. It's all humbug. What's that? Someone's in the cellar. But the doors are locked. Double locked. Something is coming. Something's coming closer. It's outside my door. No, I don't believe it. It's humbug. Humbug, I say.
Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge.
How now? What do you want with me? Who are you?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley. You don't believe in me, Scrooge? Why do you doubt your senses?
A disorder of the stomach makes them cheat. You're not a ghost. You're just a bit of bad beef, a blot of mustard, a fragment of an underdone potato. Ha! There's more of gravy than of grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you. Mercy. I believe you. I must. Oh, dreadful apparition. Why do you trouble me? Why do spirits walk the earth? Why come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men. If that spirit does not go forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death. Doomed to wander the world and witness what it cannot share, but might have shared.
You are chained, Jacob. Tell me why.
I wear the chain I forged in life. Leaf by leaf, yard by yard. I am chained by cash boxes, keys, padlocks, ledgers. Witness the weight and length of strong chain you bear yourself, Scrooge. It is a ponderous chain.
I see no chain.
You shall. On the day of your death, mark me. In life, my spirit never roved beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hall. Now, I am doomed to wander without rest or peace. No regret can make amends for one life's opportunity misused.
But you were always a good man of business.
Business? Business? Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. And it is at Christmas time that I suffer most.
I'm sorry for you, Jacob. Is there anything I can do?
For me, it is too late. But I have come to warn you of a hope and chance of escaping my fate.
Hope.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Huh?
Expect the first tomorrow when the bell tolls one.
No,
the
please.
Second, the next night at the same hour.
I beg you.
The third upon the next night at the last stroke of 12.
No.
Without their visits, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread.